Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Welcome.
Guys, welcome to Clueless. This is our very first episode. It's going to be a brand new podcast, and we want to keep you company.
Yep, and yeah, we hope we and you guys enjoy the podcast. I literally said we, didn't I? Okay, so yeah, this is our first episode, and before we discuss the topic, maybe we should, introduce our names. Okay. Cheesecake,
Yeah.
why don't you go first? Go.
I am not a cheesecake, guys. I am like a human being, believe it or not. But like I don't want to reveal my name, okay? I'm such a mysterious person. I want people to wonder, oh my God, what is this girl's name, you know? So my name is Cheesecake.
Yep, I mean, kind of suits this episode, I guess,
Yeah.
but. Yeah, and hi, I'm Sahana, and yeah, it's just my real name. I'm kind of basic, as you can probably see. But yeah, let's move on.
Shami, are you there? I think she's having network problems.
Yeah, she's the third member, and like, even though she may not be in every single episode, she helps us with almost all the editing work, and
The
yeah.
behind the scenes work. She's the BTS girl.
Hey!
She's here. Hi,
Finally,
Shami.
can you guys hear me?
Oh my God.
Yeah, now we can.
I was shouting for like 10 minutes.
Wow.
I want this to be in the episode.
No chance.
Hey guys, my name is Shami, a short form of my name, because I didn't want you guys to like struggle with my name. My name is way too long. So,
Yeah.
yeah, guys, so that is like the people you're gonna, meet almost every week in this episode. So not in this episode, in this podcast. And today is our very first episode.
Yep,
Yeah.
and okay, we were thinking on what topic, we should do. We've been thinking a lot. We've been doing lots of tries. But yeah, we just came up with the topic that I feel like everyone, I don't know, likes. And yeah, drum roll, please.
So today's episode is about food.
Yep, food.
Which I
I
love the
mean,
most.
I can't think of a single person who hates food, right? I mean, I just eat because I'm bored like every single day.
Right, it's a bad habit. We should stop. Here in this episode, we're gonna talk about like our favorite foods, and we're gonna react to foods around the world. Just talk about food, you know?
Food, like the best thing in the world that
Yeah.
could exist.
Yep. Honestly. Period.
Yeah, food is my true love.
Me too.
Right?
Okay.
Like,
Okay. So, yeah, what's your
Sahana
food?
once. Like Sahana once told me that I will like cut my friendship off with somebody if they steal my chocolate, and that is true.
I mean, you literally had so much fights with me because I ate your M&M's that day in school. Like, first of all, I didn't eat it. I ate two pieces, but someone else ate it, and I was responsible for it somehow.
Cheesecake would like eat my lunch during school, even my snacks.
I feel like whenever Shami brings lunch, mostly she doesn't finish it. It's always either me or you or someone else from our school.
True,
Yeah,
right?
people
Like,
love my lunch, especially the funny fried rice.
yes, it's dude, I don't know why you stopped bringing it to school.
Shami's mom is like amazing when it comes to cooking. Like, she makes this bread sandwich. Okay, bread is like such an important food in my life, and like she melts like butter, I think, and like puts sugar in it and like spreads it all over the butter, and like I don't know how she does it, but it's so tasty and I can eat it all day.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sometimes I'll just starve and see these guys eating my food.
Okay, look, you never oppose does, okay? So, yeah.
Want to be
Wow, okay. Well, nice. If you're nice, you'll starve,
nice, okay?
okay?
Don't be nice when it comes to food, just
Yeah.
saying. Lately, I hate eating alone. always have to eat with somebody. Like in school, we eat with friends at lunch, right? And like at home, I eat it with my family. And since because of lockdown, you always eat it with somebody. And like, I hate eating alone in like the room or like, you know, somewhere else.
I always eat alone.
I hate doing it.
I mean, I guess, like, the talking part is nice, but honestly, when I eat, I just like being by myself, unless we're having, like, a fun get-together or something, but I usually always prefer to eat alone, like, even when I'm with, like, I don't know, like, a bunch of friends or, like, my cousins or something, I don't eat when they eat, because I don't want anyone to take my...
Oh my god.
Not just that, I just,
Like, is it just me? Like, food, you know, good foods, but like, you know, basic foods we eat every day. I can't eat it, like, just eat it. I can't concentrate on it. It's so boring for me. I have to watch something.
Everyone watches while they eat. Like, I hate when people are like, you should not talk when you eat. You should not. And, like, it's stupid, man. Like, what am I supposed to do? Eat in silence? Like, come on.
Yeah. I always say to be talking with someone.
Right. And some people are like, don't open your mouth while you're eating. How can I?
I'm supposed to eat if I don't know.
Exactly, dude. I don't know why it grosses some people out, okay? It's natural. Okay, it's digestion.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, what's your favorite food? Cheesecake.
My favorite. Well, you guys know it. It's not cheesecake. Actually, I don't even know why I named myself cheesecake. I cannot eat cheesecake without feeling full after like a few bites.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cheesecake is really filling, but that's why I like it, you know?
Yeah, and it's like so hard to even find out if it's like spoiled or not. It's like a tricky thing to do, right? And like, I'm pretty sure I've eaten spoiled cheesecakes.
Oh my god.
Okay, I don't know why I named myself Cheesecake. Guess I was just in, like, an impulsive mood or something. But my favorite thing to eat, like, forever will be chocolate. I just, oh God, chocolate is, like, the truest love of my life. I don't think I've loved anyone, like, how I love chocolate. And it's just, oh God. Even, like, I usually don't like nuts. But nuts and chocolate is, like, bearable, I guess.
What's your favorite food, Shami?
My favorite food in the world is chapati.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. So if you guys don't know what chapati is or something, it's like an Indian food. It's basically bread. I guess like bread, right? In like an Indian form, you know?
Yeah, they make it with like this flour. I don't even wheat. Yeah, they make it out of wheat flour. Like wheat patties, I guess. And it's like, it's just, they cook it so well.
It's like the perfect thing ever, and Shami's obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Even like most people call me a chapati, and no one by the name chapati.
Yeah, you're literally known by it.
Right. Shami's like greatest loves of her life is like chapati and sleeping.
Food and sleep. What is more better than that?
Yeah, I feel like all of us each have like a food, like that one main food we just love so much. What about you, Sahana? I actually don't know what you like.
Yeah, I actually, because I don't have one, because every day, like, my favorite food, like, changes.
What?
But, like, I do have a favorite, like, cuisine, you know, I really like Asian, like, food, like, Indian, Chinese, you know, I really like Asian foods, I think it's really nice. You know?
Yeah, like, what are our, like, favorite cuisines? For me, like, I, like, not necessarily have, like, tried a lot of things, but if, like, there's one cuisine, like, I really want to try eating, it's British. I just think it's, like, such a fulfilling thing. Fancy, right? And I just have a thing for British stuff. Like, a lot of things are, like, are British. I mean, oh, God, I still want to eat, like, a full English breakfast. It's, like, one of my dream things to do.
Akshay, do you like tea?
What?
You like tea?
No, like, not ones with milk. I like those fancy teas with, like, oh my God, crushed rosemary, crushed blueberry flowers. Okay, whatever. Stuff like those. I want to try out
God.
those.
I started drinking like this chamomile tea like every night
Yeah.
before I go to sleep. And honestly, it doesn't taste the best. I just found it fancy and it looked really pretty in the tea shop. So I
Oh
just bought it. It's supposed to like calm my anxiety and stuff. And like, it's for people who like
God,
overthink a
that's
lot. Yeah. So I bought it and I don't know if it's doing anything. I don't think it is. But I just drink it because I don't want it to go to waste now. And it just looks very pretty in my nice like tea mug, you know, but it doesn't
okay.
taste that great. I literally just drink it because it looks pretty.
You
One of
still
my
overthink.
favorite teas is, yeah, I mean, not, I don't know, these days I don't because I don't know, there's nothing to overthink about. I mean, I still do, but like lesser than before, hopefully, or at least that's what I'm telling myself.
Good. Yeah, and like, what about, let's talk about teas for a minute, okay? Like, you guys like tea?
I love
Really?
I mean, I don't hate it. If it's given to me, I'll drink it, you know.
I prefer
Dude,
after
coffee is
coffee.
the best thing ever.
No, I kind of hate it though.
I mean,
Why?
like, coffee is good.
I
Like, not like pure coffee, you know, but like, if it has like lots of whipped cream and stuff, you know.
Right, true.
Yeah.
Like plain coffee is
Like
boring.
plain coffee, just like bitter.
I would say like a lot of people like can't go without coffee or like tea. They have to drink it every day, including my own family. And I like even the taste or like the smell of tea kind of gags me out. I just don't get it.
I love iced tea with lemon in it. It's still one of the
Lemon tea is good, like lemon tea is great, but I think she's talking about, you know, the classic tea and coffee. And like the addiction is honestly like unhealthy. Like Indian aunties and uncles have to stop being so addicted to it.
Oh my
Like
God.
literally every
Stop
morning they drink
drinking
coffee. And every time they go to a guest's house or something, they give you coffee, you
coffee.
know?
Yeah,
Right?
monsters. Give me something else.
Give me
I mean, they give.
snacks.
Yeah, I mean they do give snacks, but like the iconic drink is like
Drink
coffee, you know,
coffee.
and
Yes.
honestly it's not even good for your health, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not addicted to something. I'm addicted to worse, but that's fine. No, okay, don't take this in the wrong way. I mean chocolate, sugar, not anything else.
Oh
God.
my God. Okay, so should we like, I don't know, talk about some like international dishes and stuff? Oh, but before that, let's talk about India, man, and all the amazing foods that we have here.
Yeah,
Guys, you guys.
spices.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so like all of us are Indians, okay? So you're gonna get lots of like tidbits about India and like our traditions and cultures and Indian food. You guys don't know, okay? You have to eat
The reason everyone loves India.
South
I'm not
Indian
even
food.
joking. Okay,
Yeah,
so like, I mean, I feel like everyone, when they think of Indian food, it's like biryani and then like naan and, you know, like different gravies and stuff.
Sauce.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
but honestly, every part of India has like a different type of freaking food, you know? And I think
yeah,
many people don't know that, and it's really sad.
I would say like when so like all like of our capitals and like our business capital and stuff is like in North, right?
Yeah.
So North India foods, North India places, like or even like singers who come here for like concerts, they always go to like Mumbai, which is like kind of our business capital, right?
Yeah.
And they all there and like you know doing concerts, and they only get to eat North Indian food. But like
South
South
Indian food is
India,
the best.
we are South Indians, so we know firsthand how amazing it is, and it's
Yeah.
just fascinating. Like I want to say every part of India has like some amazing food, right? So like I wonder,
True.
every country must have different kind of foods in like every single part. I feel like
True,
they.
yeah. Like, you know, when you think of like, I don't know, Japan, you think like sushi, right? But what
Yeah.
do the other like states have, you know? Like, I really want to know, is it like India or is it just our country that's like that, you know?
I don't think so. I think like even small towns, like even every single family has something like that special about them. Like a lot of like people invent recipes and like have traditions, you know,
Yeah,
cooking
true.
traditions. Honestly, it's like a wide topic and I want to spend my like my lifetime trying those foods and creating them.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you say is like your favorite like South Indian food, you know?
Honestly, obviously, like biryani, you just it's a
No,
there's a reason.
South Indian, South
Oh.
Indian.
Well, like we do have South Indian style biryanis, you know. I think Hyderabad is famous for biryani, right?
Yeah, it's like Hyderabadi biryani is like the best biryani you can ever get.
I honestly don't get why you should put yelaka in like biryani. It's
And
disgusting.
it makes the flavor though. If it wasn't in it, I don't think it'll taste the
Yelaka
same.
in English.
Elachi?
Then
I
elachi, I don't know. Then filter the biryani and give
don't know.
it
Exactly, but I mean, our moms are obviously they're not gonna do that for us. They'll kick us in the
yeah,
butt. You guys
true.
know like sambar, obviously, right? So like you know, arachivittu sambar is basically like powdered sambar, but like yeah, arachivittu sambar is basically like they you know grind all
All
the
the masalas,
stuff.
yeah.
And it tastes different, right? So maybe biryani will also be like that, you know?
True. Like if you guys are confused, sambar is like a South Indian side dish. We use it to like, you know,
Rice and dosa.
yeah. And like sambar is like a staple food. It's like common in like all over India. North India, it's mostly called dal. It's like their version of sambar, but like South India, it's sambar, and like it is really good, but still, it's boring because we eat it every day. But and like I want to say, I like arachivittu sambar, which is like I don't know how you say it in like English. I guess powdered sambar. I don't know how you can powder sambar, but
Sambar
okay, it's a name. Okay, Archivita Sambar. It's
Right.
like powdered ingredient sambar. Okay,
Right.
never
And like
mind.
my aunt, you know, is like really good in making those. I
Okay.
love it more than like normal sambars.
True, like my mom, like she really likes all like you know to try different recipes and stuff. So she always makes like different kind of sambar and like she has made like Archvita sambar. And I love it so much. I don't know why I don't know normal sambar exists anymore. Like why do people make it more than Archvita sambar? Okay.
Right. So like what are you guys' like
True.
favorite thing your mom makes?
Mine is definitely chapati. That's why I started liking chapati.
Yeah. What about you? Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Well,
What about
well, not cheesecake. My mom doesn't bake, but like
yours?
she's just amazing in like cooking. But like I just love her flavorful things like kurma. You guys, like, it's like a side dish again. And, like, she just makes, like, absolutely amazing things. I love spicy foods, and, like, I just love how she makes it. And I love all of, like, her chicken dishes, especially, like, chicken gravies and stuff, and, like,
And meatballs.
biryani. It's so good when she makes it.
Okay.
Oh, and my
So,
sister, I
yeah.
want to mention her too. Like, my sister is such a good cook. I just want to put it out there. She makes
Yes,
the
I'm
best
a good cook
pizzas.
as well.
Okay. So honestly, I don't think I can choose. Like a few things that I do like is, do you guys know what aloo tikki is? It's kind of
Yeah.
like cutlet. So my mom makes that and I really like it. It's just so good. And then I also like, I mean, I feel like mostly my mom just cooks lots of like really South Indian stuff. You know, she likes Kerala food and also she tries all that. And yeah, so probably like aloo tikki or like, I don't know, I also like paneer butter masala, like mix, you know.
Oh my God,
Yeah.
yes. Naan and paneer butter masala is like one of my favorite Indian dishes ever. It's so good.
Yeah, true. And like in South Indian stuff that she makes, okay, I don't know what this is in English, but I like Karna Kelanga Poriyal that she makes a lot.
Yeah, it's
Yes,
like a
meat,
type of yam, I think.
potato,
Potato,
yam.
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
Oh.
like it's so good. And she makes this kind of masala by herself called garam masala. I mean, it's everywhere, but she makes hers by like herself and she puts it
Oh.
like in the poriel, and that makes it like so much better. And I love it so much. But
Yeah,
yeah.
if you guys don't know what paneer is, it's cottage cheese, if that's the way you know it, I guess.
Cottage
Yeah.
cheese.
Yeah, that's like an actual paneer name.
Oh my God, and just now I know this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and like, I would say, like, when people hear about India, they immediately think like spiciness, right?
It's true.
Yes,
But
you know.
there are also like, I feel like people that do live in India, honestly, they feel like the most iconic Indian stuff is the sweets.
Yeah.
True, true. Like, we do have a lot of very like unique sweets here, you know. Okay, let's talk about beer food combination. That's like a legit thing some people are into.
Okay, do you guys like personally like any like weird food combinations?
I don't know.
I don't know. I eat all sort of stuff.
I don't know why. I don't know if this is actually weird, right? But anything that's like South Indian and like, you know, like spicy, I like sometimes it's like I eat it with curd if it's like too spicy for me. I mean, yeah, that's normal, but I mean literally everything. I can eat everything with curd, you know?
I kind of hate curd,
Me
except when it
too.
comes to
I like
biryani.
it with potato, but like it's so
Don't
boring and everything else, but like no judgment on your taste, Sahana. But like I guess like I curd is like really good with some things. Like for example, like
Yeah, true.
parathas are like the thicker version of chapatis, guys. like stuffing in them, and parathas with like masala curd is like one of the best things ever. Is that like a food you guys hate?
I hate curd and I hate nuts so
Me
much.
too. Like I
I
like
don't
some
have
nuts.
any food that I hate. I
Really?
mean, yeah, I
You
don't think there's any food that I actually hate. I literally
like
even eat.
avocado, you like kire.
I mean, kire, I actually really like kire, not like kire from outside, but I like the kire my mom makes, and I don't eat kire outside mostly. But like, I like pavaka too, the way my mom makes it. I actually like pavaka. I can't even taste the bitterness in it, you know.
Oh my God.
Really, man, like obviously vegetables are not my favorite things in the world, but I can eat them, I guess. But I absolutely like, I cannot tolerate cashews. I hate cashews. I think I have like a legit like allergic reaction to it or something. Not allergic, just like I can't tolerate it. I end up getting like, you know, vomit sensations and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you've told me about it before.
And
Also,
milk.
you really hate milk, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
drinking milk, yeah. Like I can drink like, you know, cold
Milk.
coffee, but I can't like drink it regularly. Like, you know, some people drink like coffee milk, and like milk coffee, you know, milk tea and stuff, but I can't take milk in like liquid form regularly without like after 3 days I end up vomiting or something.
Oh
Maybe
my
you're
God.
lactose
Those
intolerant or
intolerant.
something.
But you eat
Yeah.
chocolate, but eat ice cream.
I can eat those things, but you know, again, I haven't eaten them like continuously every day, so I don't know how that will end up. I mean, chocolate I eat every day and nothing has
Mean,
happened. But like,
not all chocolates have milk in them,
yeah,
right? Or do
chocolate
they? I don't know.
I mean, milk chocolate obviously has it, not dark or white. I mean, they do, just not a lot, I guess.
Yeah. So I, speaking of weird food combinations, like I have these like friends who like to eat like murukku. You guys, okay, what's murukku in English?
A crunchy thing.
Murukku is like a snack, okay, and they like to eat it with coffee. They like
Oh
break it and they like put it in the coffee and they eat it with spoon.
my God. What the heck?
Yeah, and like I always thought it was the weirdest thing ever, but honestly it tastes good. Like it like softens, you know, and you can't really feel like the saltiness of it, so it's actually kind of good.
My dad, this one time, I honestly don't know. I don't get this, but he put like puffed rice in milk in like his tea and he drank it. And I'm like, what?
Oh my god, but like in the end though, like I mean biscuits they eat with like tea and stuff, right? It's the same thing, but we're like Indianizing it with like murukku and like okay, puffed rice is puri, right? But yeah, puffed rice and stuff.
Yeah, and like I want to give a shout out to your dad, Sahana. Like he'll probably be listening to this. And I want to say one time you made Sahana podi idli. Podi is like again an Indian thing, and with like idli, and like it's one of the best podi idlis I've tasted in my entire life. It was spicy, all right. So like Sahana couldn't tolerate it, but I ate like most of it.
Yes, oh my God, it was like really spicy, so I really liked it, and yeah, it was great. I loved it too.
Like the most famous food combination is pineapple on pizza, right?
Oh, have you guys tried it?
No.
I've tried it and I mean, I wouldn't like order it again, but I guess if someone gave it to me, I'll eat it, you know.
Really? Is it good?
It's not good, but I don't hate it, I guess. If it's given, I'll eat it, but I wouldn't order it, you know.
Yeah, like, and some people are like really weird with their pizza toppings, like literally they order like each quarter with like a different kind of like toppings, and like they just do so many things. Some people put gummy worms on it, and I don't get you. People,
Oh my God.
like, I think this became famous because of YouTube, like eating stuff with toppings, like mixing everything and stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about our favorite restaurants. Like, name like one restaurant you really like.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't think I can. Okay, someone else go first.
Yeah, Shami, you wanna go?
Yeah, so like I like Domino's Pizza Restaurant.
Yes,
Okay.
obviously. Love that classic.
What about you, Cheesecake?
Oh, I want to talk about this one thing. Like, a lot of people love Pizza Hut. I do like it, but I prefer like the pizzas and Domino's more. But
Yeah,
like
me too.
Pizza Hut, they make this choco lava cake, and it's not like your usual like volcanic shaped thing. It's like rectangular shaped, and it's filled with chocolate. It's like amazing, okay? If you ever have a chance to try it, you guys should. It's like a must try chocolate thing. It's so underrated. And like I have like two like restaurants which come to my mind and like favorite restaurants. One, it's called Belgian Waffle and Co.
Okay.
They have like the best waffles, okay? Like it's so good. They have so many options. They have like these mini waffles which taste really
Okay.
good. They have mini pancakes, which is like one of the best
Oh
things.
my God, TikTok.
Yeah, and like
TikTok.
they have this like flavor in mini pancakes called Kiki and Cream, and it's amazing. Okay, it's blue and bl some blue thingy and milk chocolate, and it's like it tastes so good. And they also have like sugar, you know, less sugared pancakes and waffles. Honestly, so many good options. You guys should try it out. And last thing before I stop talking, Mainland China. Come on, like come on, so
Like
good.
Mainland China is so good, like literally.
Yeah, it's expensive and it's a pretty fancy restaurant, but like, God, they just make the best dumplings and like Chinese, Asian cuisine. God, they're so good. So I'm gonna stop talking now. Let's move
Yeah.
on.
Okay, so I feel like okay, Indian wise, you know, have you guys been to like Kailash Parbat?
No.
Okay, so it's like this North Indian like restaurant, and all the chaats are literally like the best thing ever. Like they taste so freaking good, and also they have like biryani, and like they have this thing called, I don't even know what it means, but like me and my cousins just call it Avada Kedavra biryani, but like it's something similar to that. It's in Hindi, I don't know, but it tastes so good. And also like yeah, they have these jalebis which are really nice too. And then
Yeah.
like this other restaurant that's like not Indian that I really like is like this really underrated place called Little Italy. It's like a literally like I've been there so many times and it's like so good. They have like so many like pasta options. You can like I don't know, it's just the best thing ever. And like I don't know, there are many like secret menu items that kind of that like you know if you've been there like for a lot of times you'll know it, you know. But like yeah, it's the best thing ever. Like it's literally like Italy, you know, they make it like they don't Indianize stuff. I mean, which is kind of bad, but still, it's the best thing ever. And like, Yeah, their cheese is literally so good. It's like pure cheese, you know, and I just love it so much. And like, yeah, their dessert, okay, desserts are great too. But yeah, let's move on.
Yo, actually, I want to try. Like, is there any foods you guys badly want to try?
Oh, I want to try Korean foods. I want to try like tteokbokki and, you know, all the Korean foods. What about you?
Well, me, I want to try the Michael Scott hamburger. I don't know. Michael Scott burger from like the actual Chili's, which like, you know, from The Office, I'm a big Office fan. So like, I really want to eat the Michael Scott burger. And well, there's so many things. Like I said, I love British cuisine. I'm just like very intrigued by it. And I want to try like the Victoria cake, like that sponge cake. Let's like talk about like foods around the world. Is there like anything weird foods or like just foods that intrigue you, you guys have seen around?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I've seen people eating, what is that called? Seafood, like raw. Like, I think it's disgusting.
oh my god.
Like, sushi and stuff. That's like raw fish.
And they literally eat oysters just like that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I want to say if there's anyone listening to this and know, like, if you guys have seen the Mr. Bean holiday movie and you immediately, when you say oysters and scorpions, you think of that scene, I feel you. You are legendary, okay? So if you guys know, you know. Just saying.
Oh my god.
Okay, why don't you tell cheesecake?
I heard this like when I was young, okay? I don't know if it's real. I don't know if I was hallucinating. But like, I remember this one place where like they're famous for like their chili and spiciness. And they, in like this dish, they put like the number of chilies they put is equal to your age.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Like, I remember this. I remember seeing this. I remember the people who eating it crying. But, like, I don't remember if it exists anymore.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was looking through, like, different foods from other countries and stuff, you know, for this episode. And I found out that this thing called stinky tofu exists. It's supposed to, like, it's from, like, Southeast, like, Asia, you know. And it's apparently supposed to, like, smell, like, the worst thing ever. It smells like really bad, it seems, but it tastes like really good, it seems. And like, I don't know what makes it smell that bad, but they literally named it after the way it smells.
And oh my god,
dang.
Wow. Oh, there is this fruit in like Malaysia, Singapore called like some fruit, right? It starts with a D. Okay, I don't even know. Okay, if you know, you know. But okay. Apparently it smells really bad, but people tolerate it and eat it because it tastes amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and like, it was even available somewhere online and I wanted to get it. My mom was like, no, I'll like beat you with my slippers. I'm not like cleaning that and giving it for you. So, okay, mom, okay. I didn't order it. But like, oh, okay, I saw this video once. Okay, so in Dubai, obviously, it's like famous for camels, right?
Yeah.
And in this little thing, they kill the camel and they eat it. They eat camel meat.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And it looks like an actual camel. Like, they, you know, clean out like parts, obviously. And like, they literally just make it sit in like this big, vessel and like cook it, and they also make biryani with it, and like the camel flesh is like so tender, and like they eat it with the biryani and all the spices and fruits, and god, like a lot of my family members was nauseated, but I was fascinated because they literally made the camel sit and they cooked it.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, and like when they like serve it, it's literally like it looks like a camel sitting down.
Dang.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Shami, like what's the like foods you really want to try?
Wanna try barbecue.
To be honest, even I haven't tried it. I wanna try.
Oh my god. Guys, go to Absolute Barbecue instead of Barbecue Nation. Absolute Barbecue is so much better.
Okay, but, I'll go.
Yes, go. But yeah, so that's just like, okay, this one time I went to Absolute Barbecue. They had like this like street food festival thingy where they had like street food from like different countries and stuff. And they had like Indonesian street food. And I ate this sandwich kind of thing. It had like the buns literally looked white, like pure white, you know. And
okay.
It was so freaking good. They put this weird looking sauce in it. And it actually made the freaking sandwich. And like, I forgot the name of it. But I think it started with F or something. But yeah, if someone that's watching this podcast know what it is, tell me. But yeah, it's a really good Indonesian food. Yeah, I like it. Anyways, let's move on. Okay. Have any of you tried like Middle Eastern food, like hummus and like falafel and stuff?
No, I want to.
I've tried it once and it's like really weird to think you're literally eating like chickpea with more chickpea, but it tastes so damn good and like, yeah. Wow, man, speaking of so much food, Nick, like, I'm hungry now.
Me too. I mean, it is anyway time for my snack break in the evening. I hope you guys enjoy this. I really couldn't think of like a better idea for like a first episode. I mean, it's relatable, right? Food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll definitely do a part two though. I mean, food is such a wide topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hope you guys liked it. Support us. It's our very first episode. So spread the word. Advertise.
Yes. Let's go. So sadly, Sam is not here for the outro.
Like, she is pretty busy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are not.
Thanks for listening to this episode. We hope, I don't know, we made you hungry.
All our Instagram handles and like our YouTube channel where we will like advertise about this, we'll like you know, post snippets of the episode when it comes out. Also, it comes out every week, usually by the end of the week or the beginning of the other week, like Sunday or Monday, you know, with like time zone difference. So, and it's be available in a lot of platforms, and that be let you know, you'll be that. Okay, that will be known in our descriptions and all like our Instagram handles, social media, whatever. So spread the word, subscribe to the channel just to support us. If you want to be a nice person, you want to make our days better, please do it.
Yep, and yeah, we hope you continue to support our podcast. And yeah, go
hope
ahead.
Hope it didn't annoy you. Bye.
Yeah.